Bernard Cornwell is our guest here on The Paula Gordon Show. We have been relishing in The Last Kingdom about King Alfred, the first of a whole series, having wooed the world with Richard Sharpe. You're now going to addict us to a whole other part of history. Bill Russell, you had that look in your eye.
Well, what you were describing is what Kevin Phillips wrote about in The Cousins Wars, and then did, I won't say exhaustively, but very, very thoroughly. We had a conversation, I think it was in a pub in London, I'm not absolutely certain of that, about why they were these
it
people
was.
Were having such a wonderful time, and we didn't have these once in a while, as many wonderful institutions like that in this country. And he said, well, of course, we sent all the Puritans to America.
No wonder you're having all the bore and we're having all the fun. We got rid of them.
But it goes to that point you're making, and also you know what Kevin Phillips, I think, was tending toward, which is that in some ways it is what has made America. We can like it or not like it, but that Calvinist, Puritan worldview lends itself to certain behaviors politically, geopolitically, that is radically different from the Cavalier.
It is radically different from Cavalier, and maybe it's simply the organizing principle. And that organizers are always going to do better than chaotic. I mean, the chaotic will cut a swathe, just as the Danes cut a swathe through England and make an immense amount of noise and shed a lot of blood and start a lot of stories and make for great movies.
Well, interestingly enough,
the institutionalization is not there.
And Alfred defends England in the end by order. By building a system of defense, and that is his greatness, is the fact that he is ordered.
Well, and I think of Edward I, in many ways, the same kind of thing following the Norman incursion that carried it, to me, one big step. In some ways, I think Edward is more important than John, than the Magna Carta. The Magna Carta, I think we're still having some questions about.
We're not sure
whether we really think it's a good idea. but Edward just sort of established on-the-ground facts.
Edward being a grandson of William the Conqueror, or William the Bastard, depending
William
on...
the Bastard, yes, but he did, in fact, Alfred did exactly the same thing. He built castles, though his were made of wood and dirt. And Edward's, of course, were of stone. And the solution for both kings, although they are far, far apart in time, was exactly the same. And it is just to build forts or castles.
And some emphasis on the law. I mean, you allude to Alfred's all the scribbling that goes on and his studying of text
and how important reading and writing are, and you
would study the way the laws were done in one kingdom and another kingdom and another kingdom, clearly with the implication that he was going to bring these together.
He's going to make a system of laws. He is a lawgiver, and he's very proud of that. This is the triumph of the ordered over disorder.
The scientists in the study of complexity say that life emerges at the edge of chaos and order, that you have to have both, and that tension is some of what you're looking at, isn't it?
Yes, and just as you said that your sympathy is with the Danes, I mean, you know, it is because the disorder is so much more attractive. You know, it's, what would you rather attend? You know, a sort of convention of NASCAR drivers or a convention of accountants? You know?
Well,
we all know which one we'd rather be at.
Well, unless, of course, you're one or the other.
Which is why we were in that public house.
Yes.
And here's to the accountants of the world. Bernard Cornwell, we will stay tuned to watch how Alfred does. We thank you for all of these other wonderful books that have given us a chance to see history in a palatable way, and right on, onward.
Paula and Bill, thank you very much.
Bernard Cornwell's The Last Kingdom left us anticipating the rest of the story. We admire his steady commitment to giving us an historically accurate picture of the lives of ordinary and extraordinary people, women and men whose lives affected us all. Thank you, Bernard Cornwell. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.